Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horrod with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
And floorboards to shingles. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we think home improvement is an adventure. And if you are on your own home improvement adventure, we hope it's going well. If it's not, because sometimes adventures have unusual things that happen, you know, twists and turns along the way. Well, that's what we're here for. We're here to help you tackle those projects and get them done. Help yourself first, though, by calling us with your questions. You can do that at 1-888-MONEYPIT, or better yet, technology is your friend. When you go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button, you can record a question and send it directly to us for the fastest possible response. Coming up on today's show, with all the recent storms, have you had a tree or two fall down? Have you had to have it removed by a tree company? And maybe they left the stump behind because it's like really expensive to get rid of stumps?
That's an extra charge.
It's always an extra charge, as if it was an option, right? Well, guess what? That job is about as far away from DIY as it can get, but we have got some options you can use yourself in just a bit.
And also ahead, squeaking floors are one of life's little annoyances, but do they signal a structural problem below? We're going to have the answer, plus step-by-squeaky-step tips to make them go away for good in just a bit.
And now that we've reached September, it's a good time to take a good look at your gutters. They are key to more than just keeping water from overflowing. If yours are in bad shape, there are some serious structural problems that can result.
But first, we are here to help you tackle your to-dos with confidence. You know, in the East Coast, our kids just went back to school this week, so maybe you got some extra time on your hands looking to fill a project or two in that time frame. Let us help you figure out what you can tackle in a school day. That should be a tip. School day projects.
Things that you can tackle inside of a, say, 6 or 7 hour school day window, right? There you go.
Yes, I like this.
Give us a call with your questions because we are here to help you get those projects done. School day or not, we can help you tackle those to-dos with confidence and get them done right the very first time. So call us right now at 888-MONEYPIT or go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Sarah's on the line with a painting question. How can we help you?
So we had a roof fixed, and in the process there was a leak, and they painted the ceiling inside, but it still has like a yellow tinge. We're just wondering how to fix that. Do you have any recommendations?
Oh, geez, I feel like every time there's a roof leak, you end up with like some strange discoloration. So first of all, roof leak is fixed, so that's good. Now, for painting, I mean, you've got to, once that leak is fixed and everything's dry in that ceiling, you've got to spot prime. Otherwise, if you just were to recover with the ceiling paint, that stain is going to kind of magically seep through and find its way through that paint color. So you have to make sure that you spot prime, or if you're up to it, prime the whole ceiling again. Let that dry well, and then paint it with a ceiling paint, and that'll do the trick. But you definitely have to make sure you prime it, otherwise you're just going to keep seeing it. All right, now we've got Tom on the line who needs some help finding caulk. Tell us about it.
Hi. I have a question about a cement-stamped patio that we have on the back. It's got a pretty big crack in it, and I wanted to find the best way to go ahead and either fill that. I didn't know if you use, like, a special kind of caulk or if you got to get that is somehow able to be stained and made the same color and trowel it in.
Well, it's nice that you have a stamped concrete patio, but unfortunately, I don't believe you'll be able to find anything beyond the basic caulk colors. You should seal the crack, because if you don't, water gets in there, it freezes, it expands, it disturbs the dirt under the patio and cause more cracking. So you do need to get that sealed in there. But I don't think you'll be able to find one that matches it exactly. There is a product called Exact Color, which will allow you to tint caulk by mixing it with paint. But I'm pretty sure it's only available as a latex, which is not as optimal for an outdoor application as the silicone would be. There are concrete products that you can mix with dyes to get a color, but the problem is that you shouldn't really be patching those things with concrete because it's just going to fall out. It's not designed to actually stick. There is a product called Recap made by Quikrete. It may be possible to stain that to match it, and that is a different configuration, so it's designed to basically adhere very well to old concrete. But I think I would focus on just using a clear caulk. I just don't think it's going to be practical for you to be able to mix one or find one that's just exactly the right color, unless it happens to be, you know, almond or white or gray or all the sort of standard colors. So good luck with that project.
Janet in South Carolina, you've got the money pit. How can we help you today?
Got a question on options other than tile to put around bathroom due to some staining.
So options other than tile for a bathroom wall. So I think, Leslie, first we have to consider durability here. And if you don't want to go tile, then I'm thinking probably a surround. One of these pre-made surrounds, probably the way to go, right?
I mean, they're going to be the best way to go. They're clean. You know, they're seamless except at the corners. So you have a nice, smooth, solid wall that's, you know, virtually leak-proof except for the areas that you attach to, floor, sides. So the wall itself is going to be great. And they do come in a variety of colors. They can look like they have tile pressed into them. You know, I mean, lots of different ways to use it.
Yeah, and there's a little bit of skill required to install them because they're not going to fit perfectly out of the box. Sometimes you have to trim the width. And, of course, they have to be glued in place and you have to be caulked at the bottom. But I think that's a really good, inexpensive, effective option for you if you don't want to go with tile.
This is the Money Pit coming to you from the Angie Studios. With Angie, it's never been easier to connect with skilled local pros to get all your home projects done well. Download the Angie app today.
And just ahead, if you guys had some trees fall in that last storm, you may need to hire a tree service who will use a specialized stump grinder, which I must tell you is a machine resembling a torture chamber of sorts from the scariest horror movie you can ever imagine. And it's the only thing that totally gets rid of stumps. But it's expensive. However, we've got a few options that are not expensive and that you can actually do yourself to share when the Money Pit returns.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com.
Angie is your home for everything home, and they've made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Just share your project online or with the Angie app. With Angie, you can book an upfront price instantly or request and compare quotes from multiple pros to find the best price for your project. So the next time you have a home project, just Angie that and start getting the most out of your home. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. On our show, we talk a lot about the importance of making sure your gutters are working properly. If your gutters are clogged or if they have leaking seams and sections, overflowing water can really wreak havoc, causing everything from slippery sidewalks to flooded basements to even cracked foundations.
Now, another area where leaks are common is at the flashing between different roof sections or where vents or chimneys go through. Repairing both gutters and roof flashing requires a sealant that's easy to apply, durable, and flexible enough to expand and contract with the house.
DAP's new AMP Advanced Modified Polymer Gutter and Flashing Sealant has all those qualities and more. provides a 100% weatherproof and waterproof seal with the ability to be applied on wet and damp surfaces. It also has a fast 30-minute paint and rain-ready time, and it's designed for both exterior and interior use.
For gutter and flashing applications, AMP Gutter and Flashing High Performance Sealant stays flexible, crack-proof, and is backed by a lifetime guarantee. The sealant retails for $9.98 and is available at home improvement and hardware retailers nationwide, or learn more at DAP.com.
1 minute you're up, and the next minute you're down. Slips and falls around the home can be dangerous, but now you can make walkways, pool decks, porches, and even garage and workshop floors safer and more attractive. New TrackSafe anti-slip color coat from Dice Coatings rolls on easily to cover ugly surfaces. Then top off with clear coats of TrackSafe anti-slip sealer for safer walking areas. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DiceCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Do you have a home improvement, decor, or remodeling project and don't know where to start? Start right here. Connect with Tom and Leslie by calling 1-888-MONEYPIT, presented by Angie, your home for everything home. You can also reach us by submitting your questions on MoneyPit.com or through our Facebook community page at Facebook.com/TheMoneyPit. And remember, download the Angie app to find pros for all your home projects. The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with rumble stone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Hey, Leslie, remember last week when we talked about, in your episode of Last Words, we talked about how to use tiki torches safely?
Yes.
Well, apparently we forgot to tell people that they shouldn't be using rubbing alcohol as fuel. There's a couple in New Jersey that used rubbing alcohol, which is insane, instead of the regular standard torch fluid. And guess what? The whole thing exploded, and they got seriously burned,
I'm
and
sure
they had to be airlifted to the hospital. So, please, people, don't use anything but the fluids and the fuels that those torches are designed to do. Or better yet, as Leslie shared last week, use the LED versions. They're far safer.
And they're so cute.
And they are cute, yep. And, you know, those lights last a long time, those LEDs. I can't believe how long some of those LED flashlights and other lighting devices. I have one for camping, and I had last taken a tent out about 3 years ago for this particular trip that I went on, so I dug out my old tent for this, and I found I had some little camp lights inside of it. Do you know the batteries were still good in those lights?
Oh, my goodness. I thought you were saying I left them on the whole time. And all that
3 years later, they're still working. So, yeah, there's a lot of options here that are a lot safer for people.
All right, now we've got Bowen on the line who's dealing with some extra dirt under the house. This is strange. What's going on?
I am about a foot too much dirt under my house, 1,400 square feet, so about 1,400 cubic feet of dirt that I need to pull out from under my house, and it is very difficult through the small crawl space. So I'm trying to figure out the best way to do that without breaking my back.
Wow, that is a really weird question. So I am curious as to why you need to remove all of that dirt. One thing that comes to mind is, you know, foundations, you would like to think that the footing for your foundation was 3 feet below ground, but I'm concerned that if you take out a foot of soil from that crawl space, you may expose part of that footing, and you can't go deeper than the footing. So the first question is, where is the footing? Because you can't go deeper than that. Secondly, you know, you mentioned there was a very small opening. That's the first thing I would work on. I would enlarge the opening so that I had a comfortable place to work. And I think if it was me, Leslie, and I had to do this project, and I don't know why you feel you have to, but assuming that you do, what I would do is I would trench down the middle of the crawl space from end to end. So this way I'm working, you know, to the front wall and to the back wall from sort of a center trench, and that would make it a little bit easier. But, boy, you know what? It comes to mind, Leslie, this is going to be you know, like when some of those old Army movies where they were trying to dig a tunnel and they kept putting the dirt, you know, in the legs of their pants and walking around and dropping it all over the field.
And like shaking it out as they walked around.
Shaking it out. Yeah. I mean, you're going to have quite a conveyor belt there getting that dirt out. It's going to be like a bucket brigade. to take it out. There is no easy way to do this. You want to do it without breaking your back? I don't have that solution for you. You can't get equipment down there. This is all going to be done by hand, and it is not going to be easy. So I hope you have a really good reason for doing this. I would definitely be curious to learn more. So reach back out to us, and we can take it from there.
Heading over to Tennessee, where Lori's on the line with a question about a concrete floor. How can we help you, Lori?
The flooring that we have now, and it has some cracks. I want to know what I need to do to fill those cracks.
Well, cracks in concrete are really pretty typical, so I wouldn't get too upset that you have a crack or two in that surface. If you want to repair those cracks, if it's something like a garage floor, for example, you can patch those. There are different products that are used specifically for repairing concrete. They're available in a tube. They're available in a caulk gun. They're available also as in sort of like a stucco-like consistency that you can recoat the surface with. So if you have a surface that's really badly cracked or it's deteriorated, you can use a product like Recap, which is made by Quikrete, and you apply that to the old surface. It adheres perfectly, and when you're done, it looks like a brand new concrete slab has been poured.
Well, a tree in your landscape can be a thing of beauty, but after it's gone, that stump is left behind, and it's not so pretty. You know, it's a tripping hazard. It can definitely damage your lawnmower as you try to mow around it. It attracts insects, and let's face it, sawn-off trunks, they really don't look great. Now, stump removal truly is your only option, and there's nothing easy about removing the stump from the ground. But if you're willing to trade off waiting time for expense, there actually are a few number of ways that you can eliminate the stumps for very little cost, so here's a few different methods that you can try out.
Now, the most common method of stump removal is, of course, grinding, but that job is about as far away from DIY as you can get. You need to hire a tree service. They use a specialized stump grinder. The tool features like a spinning circular grinding blade that's plunged into the ground again and again to chew up the stump. I mean, it's like a torture device. It absolutely is a horrific thing to watch happen. Actually, I shouldn't say horrific. I should say it's kind of cool to see the power, but, I mean, just scary at the same time. But it's expensive.
Yes. I mean, I feel the same when I see, like, when they take down a tree and they put the branches
grinder
in that
thing,
grinder.
Yeah,
like, that freaks me out, even though, like, you would have to physically, like, flail into it. But I'm like, oh, God, somebody's getting hurt. So when I see the stump grinder, I'm like, oh, no. Like, it's scary, but it's amazing.
And it's expensive. It can, you know, it can add a few hundred dollars in and up to the cost of removing that tree. But, you know, if you're a hardy do-it-yourselfer, there are other options.
Now, if you're a hardy do-it-yourselfer, you can dig out a medium, smallish size stump, and you can do that maybe in an afternoon. And here's the steps if you want to give it a go. You have to dig around the stump with a pointed shovel until you expose those roots, and then extend the hole a few feet out from the stump. So that's just giving yourself some room to kind of work there. Then cut through the exposed roots, and it helps to have a variety of tools on hand because you're going through compacted soil and then through different sizes of roots. So you got to have a bunch of different things, and good tools for this part of the project include a lopper, a pruning saw, an axe, a digging bar. I mean, you're going to use them all, I promise.
Yeah, and you can also then continue to work your way through the roots and the soil until you can actually rock the stump back and forth. And once you can have it moved from side to side, you can use a pry bar for that, cut through the rest of the exposed roots, and just keep working your way around until the entire root ball is cut free. And then you remove the hole and you fill it with soil. Now, that's not the only option, though. You can also use stump removal chemicals. They're sold online in home improvement stores. They contain usually potassium nitrate, which speeds up that microbial process of decomposition. Now, I did something similar to this on a smaller stump that I had in our front yard. I drilled a bunch of holes with, like, a spade bit that were, like, 1 inch in diameter. I filled the holes with Epsom salt. And then just covered the top. And actually, I will say that it took probably about a year before it was completely gone, but it actually worked. And so we didn't have to actually grind that away by using the salt option. So there are options. You can also burn a stump out, but that's a bit dangerous, and I wouldn't recommend it unless it's something you're really, really familiar with how to do.
One day we'll get my Uncle Pat on the show to tell you about how he tried to do that.
And didn't end well?
The whole. not good so well. At the end, we needed a new lawn, new landscaping, a whole bunch of new stuff.
And a fire extinguisher.
All right, now I've got John from Arkansas. What's going on?
I've put a recent addition on the back of my house. It's about 16 by 16, and it's a pier foundation. Where it butts up to the house is a slab foundation. Due to levelness, unlevelness, part of the floor is perfectly level with the slab, but at one corner of it, where I'm going to try to tie two LVP products together, it's about a half an inch of concrete is higher than where it's going to tie in.
Okay.
Do I need to grind that down somehow?
No.
Or?
No, what I would do is, what's the floor, what kind of flooring are you going to use when you're all said and done?
LVP, laminated vinyl plastic.
Oh, okay. So what I would do is this. I would use floor leveling compound, and I would basically put the floor leveling compound in and bring it up to that higher half-inch thick edge, and then I would feather it out over the next 2 or 3 or 4 feet. So it's a very gentle transition. And if you do it that way, you should be able to go ahead and floor right through it.
That is a problem. The problem is that the door going to the outside is right at the point where it's a half inch difference.
Okay. As luck would have it, right?
Bottom of the sweep is right on the LVP.
Now, so, in other words, if you were to add that floor leveling compound, that floor would be too thick?
I wouldn't be able to open the door.
All right.
Right. Right.
Yeah. So, two options. Either cut and reframe that part of the door, or maybe we just call it a day and make this a transition. Is it possible you could have a transition strip between these two sections, with the understanding being that one section of it would be a bit higher than the other? We wouldn't really change the level of the floor, but we would make it a definite visual break so that it didn't look like it was weird, like it was out of whack.
Well, I am going to have two different floor finishes.
Mm-hmm.
So I was going to use a transition
like a saddle. Like a saddle.
Correct.
Right.
But I didn't know if that would be enough to make up the difference.
Well, not by itself, but what you would do is you would build up the high side when you put that transition place in. You're going to end up with it overhanging that one high side. By high side, I mean where the floor is a half inch higher. And so you're going to put like an additional piece of wood under that. It will be like a sliver that will go from nothing up to a half inch. And the longer you can make that, the better. If I was building this, I would build that. I would, get it all sort of set. I would cut my little transition shim piece, and I would take it apart and put some clamps on it and glue it together so it was one solid piece. It sanded up so I didn't have to do anything once it was put down. And then I would press it in place. And this way, when you look at it with your eye, all you're going to see is one big transition. There's no way you're going to notice that one end is higher than the other. You want to make it look so good that people think you intended to do that.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate the call back, and you guys have a great day. I look forward to listening to your program every week.
This is the Money Pit, broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios. Get all your home projects done well with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, squeaking floors are one of life's little annoyances, but do they signal a structural problem below? We're going to have the answer, plus some step-by-squeaky-step tips to help make them go away for good. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickRete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
High school football action is back and broadcast live on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and online at KCNR1460.com. As teams hit the gridiron, now's the time to sponsor a high school football game or games, which includes 1 month of advertising, 4 30-second ads per day, Monday through Friday, between 6 a.m. and 7 p.m. Your business promoted in and out of each commercial break during the game or games you sponsor, plus an interview during the morning show, and 3 30-second bonus ads on Saturdays and Sundays between 5 a.m. and 9 p.m. Don't miss the live interviews with coaches and players. We'll also discuss the rosters featuring backstories on the coaches, players, and teams. We'll throw in pre- and post-game announcements, along with play-by-play high school football action, live on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and online at KCNR1460.com.
If you would like to sponsor a high school football game or games, call Sue McClain or Tyler Chapman at KCNR at 530-605-4565.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Hey, so you remember last week we were talking about the review where somebody actually accused me of mansplaining?
Yes.
Which I denied, and I explained to you very carefully in my best
man. You mansplained it to me, yes.
I mansplained it to you, yeah. Well, we got another review, and I love this one. It's 5 stars, which is great. Title is Not Bad. We've achieved podcasting perfection. We are now known as the Not Bad Show.
It's amazing.
It's actually kind of funny. This guy is very, very kind. He says he's been listening for a couple of days. The show's pretty good. I wanted to find a show that helped me learn to build DIY projects. So far, it seems to help a lot. And if you go to their website, they have articles on it. Overall, great listen for anyone who wants to fix up their home. So thank you very much, Chris, for sending that to us. But, you know, the Not Bad reminds me of the very first time that we did a syndicated show. And this was before Leslie, which is a long time ago, people. And we were very nervous by doing a syndicated radio show because now we were on, oh, at that time, it was probably, you know, 10 stations. Now we're at 400. And, you know, we did this one-hour show. And we got done, and we said to the engineer, who was a seasoned professional, and we said, "Hey, Eric, how did we do?" To which he responded, "Well, you didn't suck too bad." So we decided that was going to be our, you know, our mark from now on. We're going to make sure that no shows that we do don't suck too bad.
I'm going to take the review with the subject line, "Not bad." But in my mind, I'm hearing him say it, "Not bad." Like, you know, you got to think about... not bad. Woo, I like that. That's where I'm going with this one.
We appreciate all your reviews. If you drop us one on Apple Podcasts, it means a lot to us and actually helps us be able to continue to do this show. So thank you very much again, Chris, and for all of you who have posted reviews on the Money Pit Podcast.
All right, now I've got Linda from Rhode Island on the line who's having a hard time being patriotic. What's going on, Linda?
Well, what I have, the flagpole I have, is the actual bracket that you put the aluminum pole into.
Okay.
And I was trying to attach it to the front column, which is aluminum on my porch.
Okay.
But the column is not perfectly smooth. It's like variegated with indents. And it is right up close to the frame of the door.
Okay.
So I put one, I was able to put one screw in that came with it. And when I put the other screw in, it held for maybe a day, the first day the flag was up.
Right.
And the next time I went to put it up, the other screw, one of the screws pulled out.
Just popped out, yeah. Okay,
yeah.
So you want to put this on the column, and you see the column is next to your door, is that right?
It right next to the door frame. It's a very small area, but the whole area in the front is small.
All right, so a couple of ideas. First of all, in a scenario like that, the hardware that comes with the bracket is probably not good enough because what you want is a screw that's going to go deep into that column or deep through the column. And if in your case the column is part of the front facade of the house, it would go into the frame. So a longer screw is going to be helpful. And the second thing is that you're going to want to pilot hole those screws before you put them in, not just try to force them into the column metal. So you're going to want to use a drill that is smaller than the screw. If you can imagine a screw has the threads and has sort of the solid part in the middle, you want the pilot drill to be just a little bit smaller than that solid part of metal in the middle of the screw. Now, the other thing that you could possibly do if you're having trouble because, as you described, it's uneven and sort of variegated, I think was the word you used, is you could put another block on that column first. Now, you could do this with metal, you could do it with like a piece of oak, like wood that was, you know, finished, and you attach that really solidly, and then you put the bracket on top of that. So this way you'll have another piece in between, but it might make collectively for a more secure installation by not putting the bracket right on that variegated uneven column. So those are a couple of options for you, but I think you're going to need better hardware, not just what came with the bracket, because you're right. It has to be really secure, especially when that flag starts whipping in the wind. Those brackets take a lot of force, and if it's not held in well, it's going to pop out.
Well, squeaky floors, they're one of life's little annoyances, but they rarely signal a structural problem below. Now, the actual sound stems from one or a combination of two sources. Now, either loose floorboards are rubbing together, or the nails that hold down that floorboard are squeaking as they move in and out of their holes. So that's what's making the sound.
That's right. Fortunately, squeaks can be just about as easy to fix as they are to find if you guys know what to do. So the solutions in both cases is to resecure the floor to the floor joists below. Now, how you do this depends on the floor covering.
Right. So now for floor squeaks that are happening under carpet, that's because the plywood underneath is rubbing against the joists below. So the best solution here is to remove the carpet if you can and then use hardened drywall screws to hold that floor in place by driving one next to every nail in the floor. And the screws never back out, so they're much better than nails at stopping the squeaks. It's really smart to do this if you're replacing the carpet. I mean, this way you're stopping those squeaks even before they think of happening.
Now, fixing squeaking hardwood floors is a little trickier than fixing a carpeted floor, but the principles remain the same. You need to find the area of the squeak and then use like a stud finder to locate the joists below. The same way you use a stud finder, like if you were hanging a picture and you were sort of sliding it against the drywall, you would slide it against the floor to find where the beam is below. Then you would screw the floor down in this area, but you can use a type of screw that's called a trim screw. Now, you know how you have finished nails and you have, like, common nails? Well, trim screw is kind of like the finished nail version. It has a really small head, and it's hardened, and it goes in kind of like a finished nail, so it's easy to fill the hole with, like, wood putty when you're all done. And when you secure those loose boards to the joists below, the squeak goes away.
And, you know, squeaky floors may be one of life's little annoyances, but they're easily kept under control. If you want a complete guide on how to fix floor squeaks under carpet, hardwood, tile, even vinyl, search Squeaky Floors on MoneyPit.com. Thanks for joining the Money Pit. We are broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Find skilled local pros easily with Angie. Download the app today. Just ahead, good gutters are key to more than just keeping water from overflowing on your head. They can prevent serious structural problems. We're going to walk through your best options for new and improved gutters when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Angie is your home for everything home, and they've made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well.
Whether it's routine maintenance, an emergency repair, or a dream project, Angie lets you browse homeowner reviews, compare quotes from multiple local pros, and even book a service instantly.
So the next time you have a home project, just Angie that and start getting the most out of your home.
Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Get ultimate storm protection by installing a quality metal roof. Exceptionally strong and resilient, metal roofs can withstand fires, hurricanes, ice, and snow. And new styles mimic tile and slate and clean easily with just soap and water. Replace old single-pane windows with new Energy Star certified windows from Pella and save hundreds a year in energy bills. Pella's innovative windows even include hidden screens that disappear when not in use. A well-insulated home lowers energy bills and increases comfort year-round. Thermafiber Fire and Sound Guard Plus from Owens Corning is made from natural ingredients, offering enhanced fire, moisture, and sound benefits. And instead of replacing your smoke alarm batteries, replace the alarm with First Alert's 10-year smoke and carbon monoxide alarms available at Lowe's. The 10-year sealed battery lasts the life of the alarm and means no low battery chirps. For more, follow the Money Pit Podcast at moneypit.com/podcast. Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. When it comes to the materials we use to build a house, concrete has got to be the strongest. And you'd think that it should also be the toughest, but strength definitely has its weaknesses. And when it comes to concrete, that's often the cracks that form. Now, once that happens, and especially if water is allowed to seep in, those cracks will multiply and get bigger and bigger.
Well, DAP has a new product that can help. The new AMP Advanced Modified Polymer Self-Leveling Concrete and Masonry Sealant provides a 100% weatherproof and waterproof seal with the ability to be applied on wet and damp surfaces. Within an hour, it's also ready to paint and can stand up to rain. And it requires no additional tools, stays flexible, and won't crack, shrink, or bubble. Plus, it's backed by a lifetime guarantee.
DAP's AMP Self-Leveling Concrete and Masonry Sealant retails for $9.98 and is available at home improvement and hardware retailers nationwide. Or learn more at DAP.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, whether you are doing a job yourself or hiring a pro, we love sharing our lifetime of knowledge on how you can get that job done right the first time. So follow the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast. Sharon in Georgia, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
I have two Corian sinks in my bathroom, and the water is turning them, they were white, and the water is turning them, like, yellow. And my husband heard that you could use the fine sandpaper and sandpaper around the drain where it's really the worst. And that doesn't seem to work. His is now gray around his drain, and mine he didn't touch.
Okay.
So have you got any solutions?
I mean, I would try first, like, a couple of different, like, softer cleansers just to see if that does anything. I know Bonami seems to be a good one for a surface like that. And then
I've tried all of them. Yeah, and I even tried the little green, you know, scrubby thing that they told me to use.
You know, have you ever, like with Bonami or Barkeeper's Friend, I think is the other one, when I have a Corian sink and I find that what we do is we put a lot of it on there and just sort of almost make like a paste and let it sit on the surface for a while. And then we come back, you know, in 15, 20 minutes later and then start rinsing it off. But it has sort of a bleaching effect when you let it sit there. It's not just to rub it and rinse it away, but let it sit on the stains for a while. What you're describing is not that unusual. Unfortunately, Corian does absorb stains. It's not as stain resistant as we'd like. It can be abraded, but that's not really going to change anything because it's not the stain is not on the top. It's kind of soaked in. So you really need to kind of clean it, and that's why those products work well for that.
Okay. I'll try that, you know, making the paste and putting it on there and leaving it on there for a little bit.
Just sprinkle it out and just and then, you know, get a little bit wet until it gets kind of like pasty and then just let it sit for that. I make it kind of pasty and I'll do a first sort of first scrub while it's real thick like that. Then I just walk away for a while and then later on I go back and finish it off. And that works well for me.
All right. Well, I'll try that.
Well, fall's ahead, and now's the time to take a good look at your gutters because they're actually a really important component that can prevent serious structural problems from getting started.
Yeah, now gutters perform one duty, and that's controlling the water around your house. But if your gutters are missing or disconnected or even clogged, you could be facing major and potentially expensive home repairs. Not managing that water around your home can cause flooded basements, cracked foundations, cracked sidewalks, leaking roofs, and even lead to wood-destroying insects finding a meal, and I might say a very tasty one, in your home.
Now, when you're selecting new gutters, the most common types are vinyl and aluminum. Now, vinyl gutters are typically the least expensive gutters, but they can be very thin, so they could sag or become brittle in extreme temperatures. They also tend to leak more frequently than aluminum gutters, so frequent repairs can be expected. The one advantage, though, of vinyl gutters is that they're sold in smaller sections and they can be installed by a do-it-yourselfer over, say, a weekend.
Now, aluminum gutters tend to be much more durable, and they're installed by pros who can custom build a single gutter for each roof section, and they also plan for adequate downspouts to make sure that your gutters don't back up during heavy rainfall. I mean, their job really is to calculate how many downspouts, how far apart, all of that to make sure that that water moves where it's supposed to. And plus, watching the machine that they use to bend these gutters is really cool.
Now, once the gutters are installed, they need to be kept clean. Do-it-yourself gutter cleaning is simple enough, but it can be a dangerous job for the untrained weekend warrior. In the alternative, there are many, many types of gutter guard systems on the market to choose from, and all of them offer some sort of protection for your gutter at varying costs. None of them, by the way, despite their advertising, give you 100% protection. You still end up having to do some level of cleaning. But I have one better option to suggest, and it's something that's not actually very well known, and that is to invest in a deeper gutter. Now, gutters, a standard gutter is called a K-style gutter because the front kind of looks like a K. That comes 5 inches deep. But if you go to 6-inch depth K gutters, you actually can process about 50% more water, and the deeper gutters clog far less frequently because the leaders, the downspouts, are bigger, and they allow most everything that gets in that gutter to simply flow right through the drains. Doesn't that sound like
how it really should work. Like everything in the gutters just run out. When we redid our roof a few years ago, I upped all of the gutters in the house to those larger 6-inch gutters. I have not had to clean a single gutter, a single one, in years by doing that. They just don't get filled up. And you know what I like to do, because I'm, you know, kind of a nudge about stuff like this, when it rains really hard, I will go outside and watch those roofs and see where the water's going, see if anything's backing up, and make sure the gutters are flowing. And there's nothing better than to hear all that water whooshing down those leaders in a big rainstorm and know you're moving it away from the house and away from the roof, of course. So I think that's a really good option and not terribly more expensive. I think it's probably less expensive for you to get a 6-inch deep gutter than to pay for 5-inch gutters plus those gutter covers, which these gutter companies are charging like outrageous amounts of money for right now. So think about that. If you're tired of cleaning your gutters every fall and just want a better solution, think about replacing them with deeper gutters. It really does work.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. We're broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Angie is here to connect you with the skilled pros you need for all your home projects.
And they do mean all, from lawn care to plumbing, repair, remodel. Download the Angie app today.
Well, products that contain both paint and primer, that sounds like you're going to save some time on your projects, but that's rarely the case, as one of our listeners found out the hard way. We're going to explain why the shortcut didn't work when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Have you ever wanted to memorize scripture and know it so well that you can share its truth with others without skipping a verbal beat? Have you ever thought that was impossible?
Well then, you've never met Dr. Tom Meyer, nationally known as the Bible Memory Man.
That's right, Jane. In his class that begins September 5th through December the 11th at Shasta Bible College and Graduate School, Professor Meyer will illustrate and teach his proven method of memorizing and reciting God's Word. I'm Dr. Dave Nicholas, here with Chaplain Jane D'Angelo. We're amazed at how Dr. Tom's students respond to the memorization techniques he teaches them. Enroll today for his class, Tuesday afternoon, September 5th through December the 11th, from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m.
That's right. Enrolling for accredited college credit or audit will prepare you for the spiritual battles ahead. And remember, Dr. Meyer is the Bible memory man who recites God's word from memory.
You can register for Dr. Meyer's class today by calling 530-221-4275. That's 530-221-4275.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith.
Chinese men began arriving in Shasta County during the Gold Rush in the early 1850s, resulting in the establishment of Chinatowns in the outskirts of almost every town. Chinese were very devout in their religious beliefs. Incense was continuously burned in each house. When a house was entered, prostrations and chanting were made on the floor. A Joss House was located at the Shasta Chinatown, but was considered plain compared to the Joss House at Weaverville. A favorite Chinese rheumatism cure was sold in Chinese stores. It consisted of placing a live rattlesnake in a gallon of meat and malt whiskey for several days. When a patient drank a full shot glass, pain supposedly ceased and comfort soon followed. Want more, Dottie? Go to the Shasta County Historical Society.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with the promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with the promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Cleaning those walls, letting them dry thoroughly, and then I would use a good quality primer. Like, for example, like a Bin 123, which is made by Zinsser, or, you know, a Sherwin-Williams primer that's made to adhere to walls. But if you do a good primer first and then you put the top coat over that, I think you'll find that you'll have proper adhesion and a really good looking room as a result.
All right, Margot, hope that helps you with your painting projects. All right, now Carol writes in saying, my roof is 19 years old. In one bedroom closet, there are a total of 3 water spots. I've had contractors look at this, but no one can find out what's going on, and their only suggestion is to replace that part of the roof. But
of course,
water can travel like from one side to the other, so it might not be coming from there.
Yeah, and the solution is just
to
give me a bunch
the
of money.
Whole roof.
Yeah, give me a roof. I'll fix it. I don't know what's causing it, but I know if you give me a lot of money and it changed the whole roof, that'll definitely fix it.
It's like the dude that came to repair my dryer. He was like, I don't know about this dryer, but yeah, I'll fix it. We were like,
Well, listen, Carol, the fact that you had some water spots here is not that big of a deal. It sounds like they're not active. It probably happened because of wind-driven rain. You know, I got a spot in my house. I know where it's happening. It's because I have a void somewhere in the siding above the roof, which is adjacent to my living room. We get a little leak in there every once in a while. I haven't done much about it because it really doesn't bother me that much, and I know it's just happening when the rain is, like, traveling, like, sideways. So I think what I would do is I would prime the stains with a good quality primer, and then paint over them. But there's absolutely no reason to install a partial and certainly not a complete new roof until the roof and shingles really fail to the point where that's necessary.
All right. Good luck with that, Carol. Ask the questions, do the research, get the right repair, and don't spend more than you have to.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on a beautiful September weekend. This is what we call September in my part of the country because most of the tourists have left, and we have a couple of beautiful months worth of great weather to enjoy the Jersey Shore. We hope that you're enjoying your part of the nation as well. And if part of the enjoyment is getting projects done that you have questions on, remember, you can always reach us 24/7 at 888-MONEYPIT. We're going to moneypit.com/ask. Until next time, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a money pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Health experts are warning of a potential autumn virus onslaught triple-demic, and they're urging people to get vaccinated.
It's the start of the flu season, and COVID cases are on the rise. And there's been an increase in the RSV virus, especially in the Southeast. So it's time to get ready to roll up your sleeves, says Shandy Durth, a public health expert at Indiana State University.
You can get that new booster at the same time as your flu vaccination.
And people need to take precautions.
Consider wearing a mask when you're going into a crowded situation, especially if you're at higher risk of complications from COVID-19.
Pfizer, Moderna, and Novavax have tweaked their COVID-19 vaccines to better match the evolving coronavirus. Clearance is expected from the FDA and the CDC. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A bill sponsored by Ohio Senator J.D. Vance titled Freedom to Breathe Act is stalled on the Senate floor. The legislation's aimed at banning mask mandates on public transportation and in schools receiving federal funds. The death toll from that earthquake in Morocco Friday night, now over 2,000. The shaker destroyed buildings from villages in the Atlas Mountains to the historic city of Marrakesh. Rescue teams continue searching for possible survivors. At the G20 summit in India, President Biden outlined plans to create a rail and shipping corridor linking India with the Middle East and ultimately Europe.
I'm proud to announce that we've finalized a historic agreement for a new India-Middle East-Europe economic corridor. As a key part of this corridor, we're going to invest in ships and rail that extends from India all the way to Europe, connected by the UAE, Saudi Arabia, Jordan, and Israel. Bridging ports across two continents.
More at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
Turning to overseas, Chinese and Russian guests were treated by a parade by North Korea's leader that celebrates the communist nation's 75th anniversary. Correspondent Karen Chamas says more.
North Korean state TV, KRT, aired footage of a paramilitary parade featuring rocket launchers pulled by trucks and tractors. The event is taking place amidst expectations that North Korea's leader, Kim Jong-un, will travel to Russia to discuss arms sales for the Kremlin. Retired U.S. intelligence officer Sid Seiler told the AP that North Korea's relationship with Russia needs to be monitored.
I don't think what Russia wants to do is to seek a relationship with North Korea in any way that significantly leads to instability in the region, but can I be assured of that? No, and this is why we need to watch it carefully.
I'm Karen Chamas.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. We are learning more about the beginning of artificial intelligence.
As the AI craze grows, leading tech firms like Microsoft, OpenAI, and Google have acknowledged growing demand for their AI tools, but they're often very secretive when it comes to specifics. Few people in Iowa knew about its status as a birthplace of OpenAI's most advanced large language model, the GPT-4. That is, until a leading Microsoft executive accidentally spilled the beans in a speech saying it was, quote, literally made next to cornfields just west of Des Moines. Jason Walker reporting.
In the aftermath of the Maui wildfires, tourism's down. Some nearly 8,000 people have filed for unemployment. Meanwhile, University of Hawaii economists expect the jobless rate to climb as high as 10%. More stories at townhall.com.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
We are here to help you take on projects that you want to get done around your house. If you have a fix-up to do, if you've got a repair to make, you're tackling some remodel, or maybe you want to plan for a decor project, whatever's on your to-do list can be slid right on over to ours when you reach out with your how-to questions. And how to do that is simply to go to moneypit.com/ask, click the blue microphone button, which you'll find pretty much on every page, and then post your question to us. Coming up on today's show, DIY or get a guy or get a gal. If you want to tackle a project yourself, we'll be the first ones to cheer you on. But how do you know when hiring a pro is the best way to go? We're going to tell you how to think through it all before you pick up a hammer and get yourself in a jam.
All right. And you drink it, you cook with it, you bathe in it. But are you sure that it's safe? You know, tap water can be deceiving because it looks and tastes harmless even when it's not, which is why it's a good idea to test it to find out. So we're going to tell you how.
And also ahead, it may still be warm outside, but colder weather is not far off, making now the perfect time to check out your insulation. We're going to tell you how to determine how much insulation you really need.
That's right. But first, do you love your home, but sometimes you feel like it's an endless pit that you're throwing money into for home improvements and repairs? Listen, we get it. And we can help. So let us know what your plans are. What are you working on? What are some of the projects you want to tackle? Maybe you don't have to tackle them all at once. Maybe you can do them in baby steps. Let us help you figure out the best way to do these projects effectively and economically. So call us.
Reach out right now. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or better yet, post your questions to moneypit.com/ask for the fastest possible response. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Sherry in Texas is on the line with a question about a rusty washing machine. How can we help?
I moved into a condo about a year ago, and it came with a washer and dryer. The washing machine is a Kenmore Elite top loader, and it has a liquid bleach dispenser in the top area on the left-hand side. Well, clearly it looks to me as though when you pour the bleach in, it must be eating from the inside out because it's rusted, and I don't know what to do, if I can do anything about it. So I thought I would give you a call and see what you think.
How old is this washing machine?
Well, I'm not 100% sure. I moved in a year ago. It's got to be maybe, 3-4 years at least.
If it's, less than 5, it probably should have, some number of years left on it. It's probably worth fixing. The nice thing about Kenmore machines is they're very, very good with repair parts. So there's a good chance you can find repair parts to replace whatever is rusted out. The downside is, of course, this is really not a do-it-yourself project unless you're super handy. So you're going to have an appliance repair pro do the work for you. But I would say that if it's a young appliance like that, then it's probably worth it. If it's an older appliance or one that's, a pretty economically inexpensive appliance, then you might just kind of want to live with it as long as you can and then replace it. Speed Queen is a brand that we've been recommending a lot last few months because it kind of blew us away with the fact that these machines are tested to 10,400 cycles, which is 25 years of normal use. So if you decide to get a new one, take a look at that brand.
Okay. So best bet is to contact Kenmore and see what they can offer me or help me out with.
Any repair person will have access to those parts and know how to get those parts as well. You don't necessarily have to work through Sears. Okay?
Okay. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Ed in Delaware is on the line with an insulation question. How can we help you today?
I've got a house built in about 1950. It's masonry brick. And there's about a 1-inch air gap between the inner part of the masonry and the drywall. No insulation. Obviously, I want to insulate that. But I have a couple of questions around it. One would be, since it's a true masonry house, it's not bricks over a stud frame, it's brick. The joists rest in pockets in the brick. If I put insulation around there, am I going to have rot problems on the end of the joists?
How are you going to insulate the wall?
With a low-pressure foam.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well,
such was my thought.
Yeah.
It's very rough in there, so I don't think I can do any kind of blown-in insulation.
Right. Yeah, you don't have a lot of space. I got to tell you that typically, believe it or not, those spaces are not insulated, where you have that just very narrow space in a brick wall. And what folks typically concentrate on would be insulating the attic extra well, so to speak. I mean, having 15 to 20, 25 inches of insulation in the attic is actually far more effective because that's where most of the heat loss occurs. To your original question, whether that will contribute to any degradation of the joists that are sitting in pockets, I doubt it. But I just don't think you're going to get much of a return by trying to insulate that space because you don't have that much cavity to insulate. It means the amount of R value you're going to get in there is going to be pretty small to begin with.
That's true. Part of the issue, and I can solve this by sealing the basement and the attic, which I haven't gotten completed yet, is that there's literally a breeze that blows up and down there depending on the direction that the wind blows. So at the very least, I want to close that off so I don't get air infiltration, for example, through the few plugs that are in the outer wall.
Well, that makes sense. I think that's a good idea.
But I was thinking, even if I can only get an inch in there, that's an inch versus nothing.
If they're not rotting now, I don't think it's going to happen when you insulate it. You're not going to be doing anything that's going to contribute to adding moisture there. I just think that if you were to seal those drafts from below and focus on insulating in the attic, the areas you can get to, I don't feel like you're going to get a lot of return from what's left, which is just this very narrow space in that exterior wall. It's solid masonry otherwise.
Okay.
So why not do it in stages? Why not just do the seal the drafts first and see what happens? Because the hardest part of this is obviously getting into that wall. But if you seal the drafts and you find out that maybe you don't have such an issue anymore, you would have saved yourself a lot of aggravation.
Well, that is true, particularly since the wall is open at each joist, so I'd have to cut into the ceiling and seal that anyway. Otherwise, I would be insulating the floor, which doesn't make
any
sense.
That's a lot of work. So I would, hit it in stages and see what the result is.
This is the Money Pit. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Tackling home projects is easy when you just Angie that. Get the app today.
And just ahead, if you are thinking about starting a new home project, how do you know if it's DIY or GoPro? We're going to sort out the options on how to make that decision when the Money Pit returns.
Angie is your home for everything home, and they've made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Just share your project online or with the Angie app, and with Angie, you can book an upfront price instantly or request and compare quotes from multiple pros to find the best price for your project. So the next time you have a home project, just Angie that and start getting the most out of your home. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. If you're remodeling a kitchen or bath, there's one ingredient that you want to get right, and it's not one you'd normally think of. I'm talking about caulk. You know, it's one of the last steps to a kitchen or bath reno, but it's a really important product for sealing gaps that can cause leaks resulting in damage, including mold.
The new Ant Kitchen and Bath Hybrid Sealant is designed for projects and applications around tubs, sinks, showers, and toilets. It can be applied on wet or damp surfaces, provides a 100% waterproof seal, it can be painted in as little as 30 minutes, and it prevents mold and mildew growth, keeping your caulk seams looking fresh and clean for the life of the sealant.
DAP's advanced hybrid sealants outperform silicone in key performance attributes such as wet surface application, paintability, and crystal clear clarity, providing maximum performance for every project.
AMP Kitchen and Bath Hybrid Sealant retails for $9.98 and is available at home improvement and hardware retailers nationwide, or learn more at DAP.com.
We're all spending more time in our backyards. With Rumblestone from Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a grill enclosure, a fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
1 minute you're up and the next minute you're down. Slips and falls around the home can be dangerous, but now you can make walkways, pool decks, porches, and even garage and workshop floors safer and more attractive. New TrackSafe anti-slip color coat from Dice Coatings rolls on easily to cover ugly surfaces. Then top off with clear coats of TrackSafe anti-slip sealer for safer walking areas. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DiceCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com. The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, well, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof, and it's guaranteed. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Quick Creek Fast Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. Quick Creek Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And whether you are doing or you're dreaming, we can help you make your home everything that you want it to be. Follow along at the Money Pit Podcast at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods. Margaret, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Yes, I'd like to know what I can do about my popcorn ceilings. They're getting dirty. They're 20 years old.
Well, there's a couple of solutions. Do you like them and want to keep them, or you just want them to not look so dingy?
I would not like to keep them no more.
All right. Well, generally with popcorn ceiling, if it's truly a popcorn ceiling and not like a texturized stucco, what you can do to remove it is you can get, like, you know, one of those garden sprayers or, like, you know, those light-duty paint sprayers, put water in it, and you spray the ceiling to sort of saturate the popcorn, and then you take a wide spackle blade, like as wide as the one you can find, and you sort of gently start peeling away at the popcorn ceiling, at the popcorn texture, I should say, from the ceiling. And that generally does a pretty good job, because if you've ever tried to paint it, if you don't have the right roller, when it gets wet, it starts to peel away from the ceiling. So by getting it wet, you're being able to remove it. You just want to make sure with your blade or your scraper that you're not digging into the drywall below it, because keep in mind, whatever's left underneath there is what you're going to paint and then see.
Okay. How do I go about cleaning if I decide to just go ahead and keep this?
Well, you wouldn't clean it. You would paint over it.
Oh, no. No.
Yeah. There's actually a special roller for that. It's like a slitted roller. It's a very thick roller that's got slits in it. It's designed to squeeze the paint into that popcorn area. And that's exactly what I would do with it. I would paint it. It's going to look a lot better than cleaning it. You just can't clean that stuff. There's nothing cleanable about a popcorn ceiling. You got to paint over it. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Robert in Washington's on the line and needs some help building a retaining wall. Tell us about your project.
50 feet of retaining wall. It's tapered. It's 8 feet on the one end and 4 feet on the other. And I'm trying to compare the engineered blocks, the 1,000-pound blocks in price to a cast in place, and really haven't found any place to give me a good idea.
So, Robert, I think that, you know, trying to decide between those very, very heavy retaining wall block structures and poured concrete is going to kind of be a wash. I think that the blocks actually can be more attractive and probably a little bit less work to install. But also, you know, there are other options. You could build wood retaining walls that can be structurally very, very sound if they're done right. And you could use smaller, lighter weight blocks, landscaping bricks that, again, you know, they're not 1,000 pounds, but they're probably 75, and you can stack those up in the right way. The most important thing is really the structure of this wall and how you grade to it, because you have to make sure that you have stone behind it for drainage. You have to make sure that the soil at the top slopes away from it. Most retaining walls fail not because the material is wrong, but because the installation was bad. So as long as it's installed well, following the best building practices for retaining walls, you're going to have success with this. For example, with wood walls, you know, there's a technique called a dead man, which is basically when you put pieces of railroad tie or 6x6 or 8x8 timber that go back into the retaining wall, into the dirt itself, to kind of tie the wall together. So sometimes we don't see enough of those installed, and that makes the walls fail. You know, with block or brick, sometimes we see people build them absolutely vertical instead of tilting back into the wall, so that whenever there's a frost heave, because there's not enough drainage behind it, it will push the wall, you know, and cause it to buckle. So the techniques that you use to build this wall are even more important than the selection of the material itself. So I hope we've given you some options. Robert, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, doing home projects and improvements yourself may seem more cost efficient than ever, but how do you know when to tackle home improvement projects yourself and when hiring that professional contractor is best?
Well, step one, I think, Les, is to keep your eyes on the prize. I mean, before you start stocking up on tools and choosing paint colors, your first do-it-yourselfer project is really to think about the exact end result that you're going after. Now, once you do that, you can work your way back through all the knowledge, the techniques, the elbow grease involved, and doing whatever research is required to sort of fill in the blanks.
Yeah, and next, I think you really honestly need to assess your own abilities. You've got to decide whether or not you are the best person for the job. So consider that every project requires a certain amount of preparation and a sliding scale of time to accomplish, neither of which is obvious in many popular home improvement TV shows that come around these days, and they edit all of that time, days, weeks, months, all of that hard work. I mean, they squish that down into 22 minutes, 44 minutes, whatever that show length is. And so you're not really getting a sense of how long some of these projects take. And, you know, I'm guilty of it. We did this for ages on the shows I've worked on, but we really did all that work behind the scenes. It just got compressed. So you got to think about the time.
Now, once you've gone through that, it's time to actually build a budget. So before you begin that hiring search for a contractor, you want to compile the best possible estimate of potential cost. Now, this is going to take a bit of research, but it does need to be done so that you're well acquainted with what's involved and can sort of determine your financial limitations before those bids start rolling in. You also want to think about including a reserve of about 20% to cover the inevitable project surprises and additions and line up your financing accordingly.
All right. Now, lastly, think about getting the help that you do need. Now, whether you're looking for a handyman or a remodeling contractor to hire, personal recommendations or those from past customers, they are really helpful to getting you the right match. Services like Angie can help you find those pros for all of those projects or just part of the job that you feel least prepared to go at it alone. For example, you might feel fine building the deck, but running new wiring and lighting isn't a job that you're comfortable with. So leave that part to the pro. There's so many different approaches, so really think about how you want to handle it from start to finish. Kim in North Carolina, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Well, we had trouble with weeds, and it was never a trouble before, but we have had trouble finding what we used to have and want to know if it is outdated or no longer safe to use for the environment.
Oh, you mean your weed killer?
Well, no, it's not a weed killer because we try not to put anything down in the ground other than to kill the fire ants.
But your goal here is to eliminate weeds?
We used to use a black plastic. The black plastic would keep the weeds gone, just literally gone. And the plants would actually flourish from the root system being gently baked, we'll use the term. Okay. But now all you can find is that thin fiber stuff almost.
Well, listen, if it's worked for you in the past, I don't see why it won't work for you in the future, and certainly it is available and it's safe. And you're talking about weed block. That's a different material entirely, and weed block is basically designed to cover the whole surface or to be just below the surface. I mean, it will work as well, but generally with weed block, you put slits in it, and that's how the plants grow through it. They don't grow under it. Now, if you're talking about a lawn, there are other ways to deal with a massive influx of weeds. If your lawn is in really bad condition and completely, like, full with weeds, then I would recommend a kind of radical step called a Roundup restoration, where you essentially spray the entire lawn with a Roundup product in the fall, by the way, in the fall. You spray the entire lawn, and then as that lawn starts to die out, you put seed on it, and the seed comes up through the original dead lawn, and then by next spring, you'll have a beautiful new green lawn without a lick of weeds in the whole place. So there's a couple of ways to approach it, but either way, I think, is fine. If you can identify the plastic and use it again, I see nothing wrong with doing that. If you want to use the weed block, that's fine, but you have to have cuts in it for the plants to come on, or if you just want to restore the entire lawn, then go with the Roundup restoration. Kim, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Howard in Texas is on the line with a brick wall that's heading for Humpty Dumpty to have a great fall. What's going on? It's leaning forward?
House is old, about 30 years old, and I assume the retaining wall is probably similar in length. There are two walls. There's one about 6 bricks high and then a 3-foot deep flower bed, and then another brick wall, about landscaping brick wall, about 4 bricks high with another 3 feet behind that of shrubbery, no flowers. And it's been leaning. I noticed it last year, and I thought it might go away, and it's not.
See, the thing is, what happens here is over time, that soil is going to fill up with water, it's going to be moist and damp, and it's going to expand and push on the wall. And that sort of ratcheting action from the frost heave, the wall won't come back from that. So every season after season, it pushes a little more, a little more, a little more. So it's not a structural issue because it's landscaping brick, but it's eventually going to have to be replaced.
Okay, so you mean tear it down and rebuild it.
Now, there are other types of retaining walls that can be constructed that are designed not to lean. For example, there are different types of block wall, fancy block wall, like precast concrete block walls, that go together like puzzle pieces, one on top of another, that sort of lean back as you go, because you stack one up and the next one doesn't stick out quite as far, and the next one on top of that not quite as far as the one below. And those are rather permanent when they're installed. But just a basic brick wall like that, yeah, that's eventually going to lean and fall over.
Well, when I say brick, it's probably 4 to 5 inches thick and deep.
Yeah. No, yeah, I hear you.
Well, that makes sense.
Same thing.
Yep. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project.
Hey, thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. We are coming to you from the Angie Studio. When it comes to home projects, Angie does the heavy lifting for you. Just answer a few questions to book instantly or connect with those local pros. download the Angie app today. Coming up, even if you drink purified or bottled water, we still use our tap water to cook, to bathe, to clean. So we're going to have some tips on how you can find out if your tap water is clean and safe after this. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Greg's Pump and Well Service. Quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work. License 1090355.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are your home for every home improvement adventure. If you are on a home improvement adventure and perhaps got stuck, give us a call. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions to moneypit.com/ask.
Georgia in Georgia is on the line with a question about windows. What can we do for you?
Well, I have a problem with windows that are leaking every time it rains.
Okay.
I have water intrusion and bug intrusion coming in the corners at the windowsill. And I was wondering what you might be able to suggest.
So you have water and bugs coming in the corner of the windowsills?
Yes.
Talk to me about what kind of siding do you have on your house? Is it like vinyl or aluminum, or is it wood? What do you got?
I have vinyl siding, and I was originally told that I'd have to buy new siding after it was taken down and the windows could be repaired. But then I found somebody who could remove the vinyl siding and put it back, but he didn't know how to fix the windows.
Well, if the windows are leaking, they have to be sealed from the outside, and that would probably best be done underneath the siding. There's a couple of different types of flashing that they use that would make this transition. One is the head flashing, which basically goes under the siding and over the top of the window. And the second is the flashing that basically seals the sides of the window. That's particularly important in your case because it sounds like you may be getting driving rain in. And this presumes that the water is coming in around the window. You can prove that by taking a garden hose and just strategically sort of holding it along the side of the window and see if you could make it leak. The other place it could be coming in is between the window panes themselves, or not the window panes, but the window sashes themselves. And if that's the case, then the window is defective and probably needs to be replaced. And again, you could do it the same way, but now you want to move the hose to the inside portions of the window as opposed to the outside around the trim of the window. But if you do both of those tests, you ought to be able to narrow this down. But it's clearly an issue, most likely an issue, with the flashing not being right under that siding and around that window. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, we're fortunate here in the United States to have some of the cleanest water in the world, but that doesn't guarantee that your water is safe. Now, water contamination, it can't be seen, it can't be smelled, and can't always be tasted, but it is easy to find out for sure because you can easily test your tap water.
Yeah, and I would start by contacting your water provider. I mean, I'm presuming here that you're on city water. They're required by law to make test results available to consumers, and these reports are going to detail the results of water testing in your area. Now, even if those results come back clean, do note the testing date of the results. If it's been more than a year or so, you might want to take a few more steps to make sure your water is still okay.
Now, next, you can hire an independent certified lab to test your tap periodically, and this can be done for as little as $30, and it covers threats ranging from lead to pesticides to bacteria to radon, and there's also a number of DIY kits out there, but be cautious if the free kit comes with a hard-charging salesman. That's not going to be a lot of fun, and that's really not the best way to learn what's in your water because that testing company obviously has a conflict of interest. They want to sell you something, so think about it before you get that one.
Now, if a contaminant is found, you can treat the water as needed. There are a wide range of water treatment products out there in systems, from something as simple as a filter pitcher to whole house systems that are installed at the main water valve where water first comes in the house and then cleans all of the water that you're using for cooking, for bathing, pretty much for everything. But do the test, find out what you're working with, and if it turns out you have contaminants, then a good water treatment company can advise you on what systems are going to work to fix any problems that were popping up.
Patrick in Wyoming's on the line with a question about cracking drywall. Tell us what's going on.
I have a recurring problem with cracks in the walls, and I've spackled them 4 or 5 times, and I've spread the spray rubber sealant over them, and they just keep returning.
And when you're talking about cracks in the wall, do you mean like by the door, by trim work, by windows, or like smack in the middle of the wall?
Both. I have one by a front door that keeps reoccurring, and then I have one in a stairs, going down a set of stairs.
Well, by the stairs is pretty typical because you get a lot of movement.
Well, and the front door,
doors,
too.
Yeah, a lot of movement in that space. So I think he's just not fixing it right, Leslie.
Well, and the issue is, Patrick, whatever you do to fix them, it's not a once-and-for-all thing because you're dealing with movement that continually over time could eventually lead to whatever you've used to fix that crack to dry out. So there's got to be a way to fix it.
Yeah, the hardware store sold me this rubber spray compound that's supposed to flex and give with the wall, and it doesn't seem to work. I just wondered, what's the best solution, paneling?
No, I mean, I've never used a rubber spray compound, but what I have done in areas where I have a crack or any sort of seaming, instead of using a paper tape like you would do when you're putting two sheets of drywall together, I use a fiberglass tape, and it looks almost like a sticky mesh. And you use that to go over your crack, and then you put the compound over it and feather it out, you know, try to make it smooth, and then let it dry and sand it. And you do a couple of applications of that, allowing it to super dry, sand it smooth, add another layer. And that does the trick, because that fiberglass tape that's sort of meshy looking does its best to span the crack, spread the surface over it, and makes it adhere much better than you would with a paper tape or no tape at all. And that should give you a much longer time.
All right, good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Heading out to Alaska with Barb on the line, who's got a situation with woodpeckers. And I imagine living in a log home, woodpeckers probably like your house very much.
Well, I don't know if there's a product that you can help me with other than just shooting them with a good bullet, but I'm afraid it might ricochet off the building.
That'd be bad, yeah.
Yeah. So what have you got in your repertoire that might help me?
Well, there's a couple of things that you can do, Barb. First of all, if you were to take, you basically want to scare them away, okay? So if you were to take some strips, long strips of plastic that could kind of flutter in the breeze, like take a hefty bag or a black garbage bag and cut it into like 4-inch strips, and tack some of those strips around where the woodpeckers are just loving to peck at your house. That will have a detrimental effect and hopefully break the habit of them coming back to the same spot. And the other thing that you could do is you could take some tin pie plates, do the same thing. Try to tie them in that area, let them blow around a little bit, and that will kind of freak them out too. What we found over the years is that if you can scare them not to come back to the place that they're eating away at your house out, then they may be happy to go back into the woods and chew on the trees that are there as opposed to chewing on the trees that were used to build your home with. Does that make sense?
Oh, that's a great idea. And sometimes I tie fishing lures on fishing string to keep the birds from hitting the windows. So maybe that would be a little bit of wind activity, or maybe some windmills or something.
Yeah, anything that moves around like that will deter them from coming back to a visit you. Anything that's shiny is particularly helpful.
This is the Money Pit. Give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question, 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, it may still be warm, but colder weather isn't too far off, which makes now the perfect time to check out your insulation. We're going to tell you how much you really need next.
The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, well, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, MAXX.com. Setting a fence post, a mailbox, a deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with QuickCrete's fast-sitting concrete mix in the red bag. And there's no mixing needed when setting posts. You just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. QuickCrete fast-sitting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag. On our show, we talk a lot about the importance of making sure your gutters are working properly. If your gutters are clogged or if they have leaking seams and sections, overflowing water can really wreak havoc, causing everything from slippery sidewalks to flooded basements to even cracked foundations.
Now, another area where leaks are common is at the flashing between different roof sections or where vents or chimneys go through. Repairing both gutters and roof flashing requires a sealant that's easy to apply, durable, and flexible enough to expand and contract with the house.
DAP's new AMP Advanced Modified Polymer Gutter and Flashing Sealant has all those qualities and more. It provides a 100% weatherproof and waterproof seal with the ability to be applied on wet and damp surfaces. It also has a fast 30-minute paint and rain-ready time, and it's designed for both exterior and interior use.
For gutter and flashing applications, AMP Gutter and Flashing High Performance Sealant stays flexible, crack-proof, and is backed by a lifetime guarantee. The sealant retails for $9.98 and is available at home improvement and hardware retailers nationwide, or learn more at DAP.com. Angie is your home for everything home, and they've made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well.
Whether it's routine maintenance, an emergency repair, or a dream project, Angie lets you browse homeowner reviews, compare quotes from multiple local pros, and even book a service instantly.
So the next time you have a home project, just Angie that and start getting the most out of your home.
Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. 1 minute you're up, and the next minute you're down. Slips and falls around the home can be dangerous, but now you can make walkways, pool decks, porches, and even garage and workshop floors safer and more attractive. New TrackSafe anti-slip color coat from Dice Coatings rolls on easily to cover ugly surfaces. Then top off with clear coats of TrackSafe anti-slip sealer for safer walking areas. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DiceCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by RoofMax, the world's first rejuvenation treatment. Nationwide, RoofMax dealers have saved property owners hundreds of millions of dollars with their guaranteed treatment. Don't replace RoofMax. Learn more at RoofMax.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Get all your home projects done well with Angie. Download the app today.
James in Illinois is on the line and is looking to make a fire pit at their Money Pit. What's going on?
Oh, I just want to know what's the best way to build a fire pit in the ground. Would you use fire brick or would you get those galvanized rings.
You know, there's a really nice fire pit kit that's on the market now at Home Depot that's made by Pavestone. It's called the Rumble Stone Fire Pit Kit. I like it because it contains everything that you need. It's got the stone, which you can use to create the round fire pit itself, and then it also has a metal insert and a screen. So basically everything you need is in the box, and you can pick it up and put it together, and they're pretty good about giving you instructions and step-by-step. Why don't you take a look at that? I got to tell you, I have a fire pit now, but if I was doing it again, I would pick up the Rumble Stone round fire pit kit at Home Depot.
Well, with the metal ring that goes around there, how thick is it, and would it rust, and you'd have to replace it in a couple of years?
I've had metal fire pits for a number of years, and I find that they're good for 5 or 6 or 7 years, so I don't think it's an every-year kind of thing. And this one in particular is made of heavy steel.
And what's the price of that?
I think it's around $400, maybe $450, something like that. But it includes everything, so it's all in there, you know, the brick, the stone, the metal ring, and so on.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Well, if you avoided going up in your attic all summer long because it's just a bit too toasty, you're going to need to head up there right now because now is a good time to add attic insulation. It's going to save you money throughout the fall and winter because you know what? Just like your body loses heat through your head, your home loses a lot of heat through that attic.
Now, the EPA's Energy Star program recommends at least 12 inches of insulation for most homes, but if your home is in colder climates, you really need more, about 16 to 20 inches. Now, when you're shopping for insulation, you're going to see something, a number with an R in front of it, and that stands for resistance to heat loss, or R value. The higher the R value, the better the insulation's ability to keep heated air from escaping, and that's going to keep you warmer in your home, and it's going to keep your energy bills down.
Now, if you want to find out exactly how much insulation you should have in your part of the country, just go to EnergyStar.gov. If you answer a couple of questions about your home's heating system and the climate you live in, EnergyStar will actually help you calculate the precise level of insulation you need for your part of the nation. That tool is online, again, at EnergyStar.gov.
Judith in Arkansas is on the line and needs some help with some brickwork. What's going on?
Well, we've got a little crack, and it's going up the wall, and we don't know exactly what's going on. We'd like to just repair it and not re-brick the whole side of the house. Doesn't seem to be a foundation issue, and I say that because there's not any stretch cracks on the inside anywhere.
So the crack that you're seeing is on the brick itself, within the brick or in the mortar?
It starts in the mortar, but then it crosses the brick.
Is it surrounding a window?
Let me look, because I'm walking out here to look at it. No, okay. There is no window on this side of the house.
And you've never seen a crack? Is this brand new? Like, how new are we talking
this
about?
We bought this house in 2008, right before they gave the tax credit that you didn't have to pay back. We got the one that you had to pay back.
Okay. So it's new since 2008?
Right.
Look, there could be a lot of reasons that that's happening, and it doesn't necessarily mean you have a problem with your foundation. I mean, it could be a poor drainage condition around the house that's making it cause more movement. What I would do is, unless it's absolutely active, means it's continuing to grow, I would simply seal it. I would choose a silicone sealant that would closely mimic the color of the brick and the mortar, and I would seal it because the more water you let get in there, the faster it's going to freeze and break and expand and get worse. Almost all, brick homes and masonry foundations have some kind of crack in them, so it's not unusual. But I would seal it, and then I would monitor it. And if you think it's continuing to grow, at that point, I would have either a professional home inspector or a structural engineer look at it. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
This is the Money Pit. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Looking for the best price for your project? Well, Angie makes it easy to compare quotes from multiple pros or even book at an upfront price. Download the Angie app today. Well, this is the first for us here. We received an email from a listener who is the maintenance officer at a county jail, and he's got a very unusual painting problem to solve.
Well, we're going to share the key to unlock that project when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. At the Queen of Dragons, we house a remarkable selection of fresh, locally sourced, top-shelf indoor premium products packaged daily. Our prices start at just $25 per eighth. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. We're open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Queen Dragons. Join our vibrant community, The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Visit us at www.queenofdragons.com or call 530-276-9771 to evaluate your cannabis experience today.
great.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. At the Queen of Dragons, we house a remarkable selection of fresh, locally sourced, top-shelf indoor premium products packaged daily. Our prices start at just $25 per eighth. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. We're open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Queen Dragons. Join our vibrant community, The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Visit us at www.queenofdragons.com or call 530-276-9771 to evaluate your cannabis experience today.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT or go to moneypit.com/ask.
Ron wrote in and he says, I'm the maintenance officer at a county jail. We have concrete floors in the cells that are just polished and sealed, and one cell floor was graffitied with mustard and is now etched with racist propaganda in about a 2-foot square area. Ron also says that he plans to tape off this area, strip, and reseal just that affected spot. Is it going to work? What do you suggest? Also, once started, I must complete that project as quickly as possible, preferably within 24 hours start to finish, as I need to open the cell back up to the inmates. Wow.
Man.
This is a job.
It is, and it's a first for us. Listen, Ron, let's see what we can do to help you out here. First of all, I didn't actually know that mustard could be used as a paint. Apparently,
there must be like an acid in there or something that like etched it.
Well, listen, here's what I think you should do in this case. I wouldn't try to just clean this 2-square-foot area. What I would suggest you do is to pressure wash the whole floor of this cell area. And once it's thoroughly dry, what I would recommend you do is to use an epoxy concrete paint. Once you mix them together, they have a very finite working time. They usually will, you can only work with them for about an hour or so after that. And they cure really quickly, and they're incredibly durable and tough. So you'll put a real good finish on this floor. They come in different colors, grays and tans, and even clear. You can put a second layer of clear to seal it all in if you want, although I really don't think that's necessary. It will enable you to get this covered up properly. You'll have a real durable finish in this space going forward. So good luck with that project. I hope that we were able to help you get this done quickly and efficiently and get back to business at the county jail.
Geez Louise, Ron, you are doing a pretty serious job over there, and we thank you for it, and good luck with everything, and good luck with the project.
Well, after the long summer, is your outside furniture looking a bit dirty or maybe moldy? Well, Leslie has tips for the easiest way to clean away the dirt and grime in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, I mean, now's really a good time to clean that outdoor furniture because chances are you're going to use it a few more weeks. You might have to give it a good brush up just before, but then you're wrapping it up and putting it away for the season. So let's start, and we'll talk about your plastic furnishings. They can get stained, and they can get pretty nasty looking, but what you need to do here is really just make a great cleaning solution yourself, and you probably have everything in the house right now, dish soap, borax, peroxide, and a gallon of water. Mix those together, use a soft nylon brush, and scrub down those furnishings. Now, if you've got metal furniture, it's really just going to be soapy water and a lot of elbow grease here. It's going to take a lot of your strength there to keep cleaning that furniture, but you can also remove any rust and stains with sandpaper or a wire brush, and then go ahead and prime and repaint those spots. Or, heck, repaint it a whole new color. Try something different for the fall and love it again in the spring. You never know. I mean, and this is going to help you avoid any further rusting that could occur over the season. And if you've got wood furniture, just wash it down with an oil soap like Murphy's oil soap and then just let it dry really well. Also, it's a good time to think about anything that needs to be refinished. if you do it now when, you know, spring rolls around, you're going to have this awesome-looking furniture, and it'll be like a surprise, like you got something new.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, one home improvement that consistently delivers the best return on investment is a new kitchen. But how do you actually get started on planning such a major makeover? We're going to walk you through the step-by-step on the very next edition of the Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.